Good afternoon. This is James Franklin from the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy. Sandy is moving more quickly towards the New Jersey coast. It's now moving northwest at 25 miles per hour, and that decreases the amount of time that we have before landfall. We're now expecting landfall very close to the southern part of the New Jersey coast very early this evening, perhaps in another 4, 5, 6 hours from now. The maximum sustained winds are still 90 miles per hour, a hurricane that will be moving ashore in a very, very few hours. We have already tropical storm force winds occurring from southern New England all the way through the New York area, through New Jersey into Maryland and the Delmarva. We will have hurricane force winds reaching some of these areas, mainly from Connecticut through New York, through New Jersey, and into the Chesapeake-Delaware Bay area over the next couple of hours. So conditions are going to be deteriorating very rapidly over the next couple of hours as the center moves quickly towards the coast. We have a number of hazards to talk about, the most important being storm surge. The most vulnerable areas that we're concerned about is Long Island Sound, Raritan Bay. These are the areas where we could see 6 to 11 feet of combined surge plus tide. That's water above ground, so that's very, very significant historic flooding possible in those areas. And then a larger area of 4 to 8 feet all along the New Jersey coast down to Ocean City, Maryland, and then up through southern New England into Connecticut, 4 to 8 feet of storm surge and tide combined expected there. The hurricane force winds, as I mentioned, will be occurring over the next couple of hours, with tropical storm force winds lasting for an extended period, really well overnight and into tomorrow. This is going to take a long time to clear out because Sandy is such a large hurricane. The rainfall threat is not only a coastal threat, but also inland. Up to 12 inches of rain through much of the mid-Atlantic, and then farther inland, we saw in Irene, people not expecting inland flooding, but we're going to have that in this case. And we will also have very heavy snowfalls in the Appalachians, maybe 2 to 3 feet through West Virginia. So Sandy is evolving, starting an evolution from a hurricane into a more of a wintertime system. That evolution, that transition, may well now not occur until after landfall, which would mean then we would have a hurricane making landfall. The effects are the same whether it comes ashore as a hurricane or whether it comes ashore as a more wintertime system. We'll still have the hurricane force winds. We will still have the storm surge. We'll have the heavy rains. We'll have the snowfall in the mountainous areas. So a collection of hazards and time is really running out to prepare because the strongest conditions are just a few hours away from making it on shore. This is James Franklin at the National Hurricane Center with the 2 p.m. update on Hurricane Sandy.